Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Now, let me ask you something. How long is everlasting? What do you think? Yeah.
Forever.
I have loved you with a love that lasts forever. Now, the thing about forever is that it has no beginning and it has no end. It's forever in all directions. And what he's saying, I've always loved you, I love you now, and I will always continue to love you. So I've loved you with an everlasting love. Do you know how important that is? When God says that? It's not like some person. This is the creator of the universe. And he says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. This is a mind-boggling thing if you think about it, because imagine that you make a pot of clay. You're in an art class and you're doing pottery and you make a pot. And you say to that pot, I love you with an everlasting love. Really? What if the pot falls off the table and breaks? Do you still love the pot? God does. See, we're made of dust just like the pot is. Strangely enough, we're made of the same stuff that the pot in art class is made of. And God says, I love that with everlasting love. Now, with God, he puts something behind it. In John 3:16, God so loved the world. Now, the world doesn't mean the planet. The world means the people in the world. God so loved these people in the world that he gave his only son. Now, think about what that means. God is one. The notion that God has a son is really kind of on a human level so that we would understand. But it's not like a son and a dad. It's when God became a man. So what he's really saying is, I loved people so much that I became one of them. Now, if you think about it, that is a very radical thought. God became a man. God is not a man. The Bible says that. God is not a man. Yet God became a man. Now, why that's radical is God created heaven, God created the earth, God created the angels, God created us, God created all the things that are alive, God created the whole thing, the entire universe. And then God decides to become one of what he created. All right, let's go back to art class. You're making a pot, and you love the pot so much that you become a pot. But that's what God did. What kind of love is that? It's kind of bizarre in a way. What kind of love is that? That God was willing to take himself, who was God, in heaven, on his throne, and he was willing to leave all that to become one of us. That's pretty intense. Now, sometimes you hear that about a king. About 100 years ago, the king of England fell in love with a lady from America. An English law said he couldn't be a king if he married her. And so he gave up being a king so he could marry this lady from America. But, you know, that's just a guy who happens to be born into a job. It's not even like that. As God became really very different, he took on something that the angels had never seen. He became a person. The King of England didn't stop being a person. God started to be a person. where before he was spirit. But because he loved us so much, he became one of us. Now, what does it mean that God loves? Well, what is love? How many people think love is an emotion? Love is more than an emotion. If love is an emotion, then love is very changeable. Because our emotions change all the time. Love is far more than emotions. Love was God's choice. Think about it this way. God could have chosen to be anything he wanted to be because he has that ability. He's God. And so God could have chosen to be anything he wanted to be, and he chose to be love. Well, the Bible says that love, in other words, the character of God, is first patient, and then it is kind. God wanted to express patience and kindness to people to such an extreme extent that he became a person. Imagine if you want to express patience and kindness to the pot you made in art class to such an extent that you become a pot. Yet that's exactly what God did. Why? Because he loves us. It's a little bit difficult to understand how a person can love a pot so much. But we're not just a pot. We're more than a pot. We're made of the same stuff, but we're more than a pot. We're those who God created. And that's a little bit different. For example, can you understand that a mom or a dad love their children? It's pretty easy to understand, don't you think? Mom and dad love their children. Mom and dad didn't create children. God did. That's the thing. Mom and dad, they may have children, but they don't make their children alive. God does. Mom and dad didn't know their children when they were younger, when mom and dad were younger. God knew us from the very beginning. Before the world was even created, God already knew us. And he loved us. And he designed a plan for us. Because he loved us. And now, because we are all this to him, he's very patient and he's very kind. If you don't remember anything else from church as a kid, remember this. God will always be patient with you and God will always be kind to you. Doesn't matter what happens. God will always be patient with you. And God will always be kind to you because he loves you. Now, the Bible says in 1 John 4:11, that if God loves us this way, doesn't it make sense to love each other this way? I don't know about most people, but I'm willing to bet that your dad, if somebody was unkind to you, let's say a stranger was unkind to you on the street and your dad is there, your dad would probably take it up with that stranger. Your dad's a big guy. And my guess is that the stranger probably would stop fairly quickly. It's like that with God too. So the Bible says, love each other because God loves you. In other words, be patient and kind with each other because God is patient and kind with you and with them. That's his character. That's his nature. And that's how he's revealed. When people love like God loves. Why? Because God is love. Always remember this and never forget it, that God loves you. Now, don't let that become ordinary to you. Sometimes you even see it on a bumper sticker. It makes me sick. Why? Because the love of God isn't about bumpers or cars or stickers. The love of God is about us. It's not something relegated to a bumper sticker. It's the ultimate truth of everything. Why did God create the world? Because He loves you. Why did God make the universe? He made it for you. Because He loves you. If you understand how the universe works, then you would recognize how important the structure of the universe is. If you understand how important where the sun, for example, and where the planets are to the life on earth that we have, then you would understand that God made the universe the way that it is because He loves you. If we were even a slight bit closer to the sun, I mean a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit closer to the sun, the whole world would be a desert. If we were just a little bit farther, the whole world would be a ball of ice. But God put it just so. And if you understood what the galaxy looks like and what takes place there, it's actually a really violent place, the galaxies. Planets crashing into each other. I mean, it's this amazing collage of collision. And yet God put us into this one part of the galaxy where there's nothing there. So nothing can hit us. God made the universe for us because He loves us. Imagine that. Sometimes you'll read in fairy tales or romantic movies, a king will say to a princess or somebody, "Oh, I love you so much, I'll give you half my kingdom." Just a half. And God says, "I delight to give you my kingdom." And He's not talking about a half. See, He loves you more than a person can. He loves you only like God can. And because it's God, it will never, ever change. Do you understand that? Okay, that's it for today.